Next item, request for public hearing, Lexi Bass, ITQ hardship quotas. Good afternoon.
This is a request for public hearing for October. The Virginia Black Sea Bass fishery is managed with an ITQ system where each harvester has a percentage of the fishery which increases or decreases as the state quota changes. In 2004, a portion of that commercial quota was set cases, and those were granted to applicants that could show medical condition or other hardship that would have prevented them from getting the amount of pounds needed during the qualifying period. Each applicant received a portion of that set aside, and no portion was allowed to exceed the lowest individual fishery quota in pounds at the of the lowest individual fishery quota holder in pounds at the beginning of the season. And that quota is also not allowed to be transferred for 5 years. We have five hardship exceptions currently, and in early 2010, they will be allowed to be transferred for the first time. The problem is how to incorporate this hardship quota into our current directed fishery. Our hardship quota has actually remained static through the years that it's been given, while the rest of the directed quota is a percentage system. So that's changed while the hardship has been static. Once it's allowed to be transferred, this will be a problem because we could have individuals who have mixed quota of this many pounds that doesn't change and this many pounds, which is a percentage that will change. Also, because that hardship quota has remained static while the rest of the directed quota hasn't, those hardship quota holders have more poundage than about 40% of the individuals in the directed fishery for 2009 because of the recent cut. So this public hearing is going to be to figure out how to incorporate that into the directed fishery. We have two options. The first would be to take the poundage that those hardship quota holders have in 2009 and convert that to a percentage based on 2009, and that's what you see in Table 1 in your evaluation. This may have an issue with the intent of the regulations, where it states that no portion shall exceed the lowest individual fishery quota in pounds at the beginning of the season, where these poundages would be about higher than about 40% of the current quota holders. The other option, another solution that we've come up with is to convert this poundage to a percentage based on the year it was given. And that's what you see in Table 2. With this option, these hardship quotas would be reduced by the same amount that the rest of the directed fishery has sold for the past several years. So those are the two options. Staff is recommending advertising for an October public hearing to incorporate these quotas.
Question, Commission.
Move to hold the public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.